Parshas Vayechi, of course, contains the brachas which are given to by Yaakov to his children before his death. So in the Perek Memtes, Pasuk Kaf, right? Well, the first one don't seem to be brachas in certain senses, nevuah. But anyway, in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Kaf, it says, Me'osher Shmeina Lachmo, V'hu Yitein Adonai Melech. That's the bracha for the Shevet of Osher. From Osher, Shemena Lachmo, it's translated here, his bread will have richness, and it will provide kingly delicacies. That's the bracha for Osher. Rashi comments, Michael Habo Michelko Shal Osher Yeshomein, the food which is produced, doesn't mean bread, doesn't only mean bread, but it means the food which is produced in the chelik of Osher will be fatty in the positive sense, or it refers to oil. She used Zaysim Merub,
saturated.
Oh, good. She used Zaysim Merub Michelko, Bumoshech Shemen Kemayan, they'll have lots of oil in their chelik. And Gemara mentions, Rashi quotes Gemara Menachos, where when they needed oil, they would go to the Shevet of Shimon. Some of the Rishonim, I think the Ran comments that the reason it took 8 days by Hanukkah to produce the new oil was they had to travel 4 days to the area of Osher to produce it. Osher has the bread, that's the extra bread. Right, so that's the as it with oil. I came across an interesting comment in the Sefer Pardes Yosef, which we have over here somewhere. The Sefer Pardes Yosef, he mentions, I don't know if this is true agriculturally or not, but it might be. He says, "Old Pirush al Firo Medino Shemagdilin Peros Yikarim Ubisamim Lo Yagad Lusham Tuos." Usually, the type of land that produces oil doesn't produce grain. Medino Shemagdilin Tuos Ain Gan Ubisamim Chelik Asher Hayashmein Alachmo Tuos Vegami Ter Madam Anachak Komen Ubisamim Tovim Holam Ashulchan Alachmo. All kinds of different delicacies that all came from his land. Like all that has to do naturally with the pshat, and that is certainly the pshat in the pasuk. But I came across in a sefer called Elef HaMogen, which is in the back of the Matei Ephraim. Most of us are familiar with the Matei Ephraim because the Matei Ephraim has a lot of the dinim related to Yom Noroim, right? Rosh Hashanah Kippur and then Sukkot. That's what the Matei Ephraim. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Matei Ephraim very frequently in Hilchos Yom Noroim. Minhagim, right? And kind of in a certain sense almost the final word in terms of Minhagim Ashkenaz. A lot of the stuff that we have to do with Halachas and Minhagim and Yom Noroim come from the Matei Ephraim. So one of the commentaries on the Matei Ephraim, it's called the Elef HaMogen. But in the back of the Matei Ephraim, there is some Dinei Kaddish Yosom. In the very back of the Matei Ephraim, there's some laws relating to Avelus. And so in the Elef HaMogen, which is one of the commentaries on the Matei Ephraim, has, in the very back of the Sefer, it's Seder Halimud Mishnayas Al Ovi V'Imo Kol Yud Beis Chodesh V'Chein B'Yartzeit. So he mentions in this essay, just a short couple of paragraphs, he mentions about learning Mishnayas Le'ilui Nishma somebody, and that's a practice that we have very often in the Beis Ovel. They have a sheet, a sign-up sheet, and now you can do it online. You know, you can sign up to learn Mishnayos Le'ilui Nishma somebody. Many people make a Siyum Mishnayos at the end of the year, at the end of the Shloshim, at the end of the year. And it's interesting that in this Elef HaMogen, he mentions the cost of the Svarim HaKadoshim. It's written in the Holy Svarim. Shelimud Mishnayos Avur Nefesh Hameis Hitova Gadol Alo. Learning Mishnayos in memory of somebody is a great benefit for the neshama of the mace. V'amru Rabbi Seinu Zichron Avrocha she'osher ben Yaakov Avinu. Osher ben Yaakov. Just heard about Osher. Olav Hashalom Yosef al Pesach shel Gehenom. He's parked by the entryway to Gehenom. U'lechol halomid Mishnah matzilo. And he saves anybody who learns Mishnah from going into Gehenom. V'hu adinim acher lomid bishvilo. The same is true if someone learns for him. V'zeh shamar kosov me osher shmeina lachmo. Osher shmeina lachmo. Shmeina osios mishnah. The word shmeina, osher shmeina lachmo. This is Jewish. Osher shin mem nun hei is the letters of mishnah. V'zehu lachmo. That's the food. That's what saves this person. So that's what the Elef HaMogen. What? Osios neshama. Osios mishnah. Shmeina.
So he's standing
right
there. Avram is already
keeping the Avram takes care of the brook people. But whatever, this is what he says is cause of the Svar Makdoshim. Doesn't say where the Svar Makdoshim are, but then, doing a little bit of research, I came across that none other than the Chidor says this. The Chidor and the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh and Morad Be'etzba, Simon Beis, Os, Mem, Beis, he writes as follows, Limud HaMishnah Be'kol Rama V'Nachas Ruch B'Sof of Ruhr Ein Aruch Elov. You learn Mishnayis out loud and with the proper attitude and clearly and so on. Ain't our ochelov. There's no telling nothing comparable to it. The Amr Razal, and it says here, Re'ei Medrash Talpios Anaf Eifod. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe from the Arizal, I'm not sure. But it says, same thing we just read. Asher ben Yaakov, Rino, Olav HaShalom, Omei B'Pesa Gehenom. Asher, the son of Yaakov, sits by the gate of Gehenom. L'chol HaLomid Mishnah, Matzil HaLomid learns Mishnah. He saves him, Vizel, Shamar HaKosam, and Asher Shmeina Lachmon. Our Sedra Osos Mishnah. Asher Shmeina Lachmon, the letters are Mishnah. So it's interesting that we have these Mekoros, that there's some Indian for a person learning Mishnayos in general, but specifically that there's Mishnayos, Leila Nishmas, and Meis, and that has this value to it. I forgot to bring the Gemara has in Yevamos. Interesting Rashi in Yevamos, on the very last daf in Yevamos, and daf Kuf Chav Beis, on the last daf in Yevamos. Rashi quotes from the Gaonim, very interesting. Tolosa Wrigley. The word Tolosa Wrigley means the three Yamim Tolim. Rashi says, Shahayu Talmidei Chachamim Nikbotzim Lishmo Drosha, Hilchos Pesach with Pesach, etc. People used to get together to learn halachas. V'haysa Shoelis Mehem, and people would ask. It's talking about a woman who had the case, you know, that she would come on the Shalosh Rigam, because that's when the Chacham and Chacham would be there. Fine, that's the Gemara. But then Rashi says, Uvetshuvas Hagaonim Motzosi. I found the following in the Chuvas HaGaonim. Kol Hanach Wrigley Damo Roi, Hanu Yom Shemes Bo Adam Gadol, a day of a yard site, the day that the Adam Gadol died, they would get together, Kovim Oso Lichvodo, they would get together and have a learning session in his memory, Umidei Shana B'Shana Kishamagia Oso Yom, every year when that day arrived, Miskabtsin Tamad Chachom Mikol Siva Vavoyim Al Kivro Im Sharam Lahoshim Yeshiva Sham. They made like a little yeshiva. They would come. There's a Rashi in Yevamos from the Gaonim. So it's a very, very early idea that there's value to be learning Ilan Nishmas, Ilan Nishmas somebody.
Now, that's not the Kiddush.
Right, the Tikkun, the Kiddush is a different zone. That's not tonight's show. Right, that's all we have left, huh?
That's not the Kiddush of Gehenna.
No, that doesn't say, right, that's just in general. That's what I mentioned. So in terms of learning in general to somebody, we have the Mekoros. Right, and the fact that a child should do it, so that's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dal and Aleph. The Gemara has the expression "Brought Nizaka Abba." The Gemara has, you know, the Mishnah at the beginning of Chelek mentioned certain kings that don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Remember that Gemara? That Mishnah. So the Gemara says, well, why didn't they include certain other people who also not great tzaddikim? Only certain kings are mentioned. Yes, why wasn't Amon mentioned? Why wasn't this one mentioned? Menashe wasn't mentioned. So Menashe was mentioned. They say no, because sometimes it was covered. The son, Bra Mizaka Abba, a child can generate a zechus for the father. The other way around doesn't work. That's what the Gemara says. Abba is not Mizaka for the son. That's why, huh?
The Kaddish,
exactly. So the reason Menashe is mentioned, even though Chizkiah's father is a great person, but still, you know, it doesn't work in that direction. It only works in the direction of Bra Mizaka Abba. Okay? So, excuse me. So certainly we have that notion that one can do something meritorious, and as Yitzhak just said, that's exactly the idea of Kaddish. There's no magical quality of Kaddish. Kaddish, if we think about it, we've spoken about Kaddish in the past. Kaddish doesn't say a word about Misa, it doesn't say a word about Avelus, okay? It doesn't say anything about the father either, about the mother. Kaddish is simply a means of sanctifying the name of Hashem, so it's a zechus for the parents that my child is leading the tzibur in praise on Kaddish Baruch. That's the essence of Kaddish. So, but the fact is, this is the Gemara against Sanhedrin Kufta, was a Bro Mizaka Abba. And the idea is, this is what it says in the Sefer Hasidim, Simen Tov Shin Ayin Aleph, that it's a little strange, because how could it be? Well, there's no, the Sefer Hasidim says, Ein Kapara Achar Misa. Right? There's no concept of Kapara that takes place after Misa. So what do we, but yet we do have some sort of Kapara after Misa. So how exactly does that work? So Sefer Hasidim says, it's because Bro Mizaka Abba, if a father raised a child to do certain things, so then when the child does it, it becomes as if the you know, this merit is accrued, so to speak, to the neshama of the father, and that's why it helps for that the people should daven or should give stokel ilan nishma somebody and so on. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in the tshuva, Nichavadas Chelak Hei Siman Nuntes, that since the parent, the father, the mother trained this child to learn Torah and to do Maisim Tovim and so on, so anything that the child does is a schus. You know, it was the schus for the parents also. So therefore, the count of the Bro Mizaka Abba. So certainly, we understand that what the children do impact the parents, and certainly one of the greatest things that one can do, of course, is to learn. The Sefer Kolbo on Avelus. There's a Sefer I'm bringing with me. I have a quote here in an essay that I wrote. It says Sefer Kolbo Avelus Chelak Aleph Parakeis and Beis Os Aleph says that this is the reason why that Hitila Rabbeinu Chov Kadosh Ala Yosem Evel Wilmo Torah Umishnayes Latovus Nishmas Hameis. That the proper thing is that a child in the year after the parent died or on the yard site and so on should learn, especially Mishnayos, Latovas, Nishmas Hameis, Ulechadesh, Chidushei Torah, Mefsher. If not, you should hire somebody to learn, to give stock and so on. And therefore, Uborer, Shelo Rak, Amiras HaKadosh, it's not just the Kaddish. Right? People make a big fuss about Kaddish. They want to make say Kaddish and they never miss a Kaddish and they'll run from one to the other, say Kaddish and Dam to the Yomid. That's nice also, that's important also. But nonetheless, the essence, says the Kolbal Avelos, is to do other things. Maisim told them certainly to learn Le'ila Nishmas, the parents. In fact, in the Sefer Yosef Omitz, which is a collection of Menhage Frankfurt, we've quoted in the past, in the page Shin Lamed Aleph, in the Sefer Yosef Omitz, it says as follows, Inyan HaKadeshim Ubaruchu, the fact that an Ovel should lead Kaddish and should say Baruch Hu and so on, that's Tikkun Ze'ena Rak La'Mehoretz. That's for the average person. That's for the ignorant people. Aval Limud Torah Mo Shivasayim Mikol HaTfilah Val Yidei Kein Machnisen HaSameis L'Gan Eden. You learn and you study Torah L'Ila Nishmas. That's more valuable than the Kaddish and Dam for the Yomid and so on. It's much more valuable. The person don't know how to learn. The person not. So then they have him Dam for the Yomid. They have him say Baruch Hu and say Kedusha. Right, that we mentioned in the past, the famous Maisa that all the people quote, the where does Kaddish come from, the whole story of Akiva, you know, that he found some person who was suffering in the Olam HaEmes, and he found his son, and he taught him to say Kaddish, he saved the person. That was an ignorant person, and Akiva had taught the person how to read Hebrew. The person knows, so then the best thing you can do, you leave the Tefillah, you leave the Amud and so on. Again, that's our practice today, we do it, but the our Chacham are telling us that's not the essence. The person who learns should learn. V'im ha-bein mechad, continues the Yosef Omitz, v'im ha-bein mechad ha-shkidush ha-Torah, ein erech la-hakovet shezoch ha-ovel ha-idezeh v'shiv ha-shamala, k'demusha v'gemucha medesh ha-nomruz, v'lochein kol ovel al-av o'ein yishtadol ma'od la-harbos b'limud kol ma-she'ev sholo fi chachmaso. Therefore, every ovel should do what he can to learn as much as possible, because that's the greatest chus. It's another discussion, but it should also work. There's a sefer by the Ridbaz. We quote him in the past. The Ridbaz was a Rav, originally from, I think, Slutsk. And he ended up here in America for a while. He was in Chicago in the early 1900s. We mentioned him in the past, and he was run out of town by Al Capone because he got involved trying to straighten out the Ashgachas, and that ran afoul of the mob in Chicago. That's the story. So he had to skip town in a hurry, and he ended up in Eretz Yisrael, went to Tzad. So he has a comment on Yerushalmi called the printed on the page in the standard edition of Yerushalmi is the Ridbaz, and he has other things. Tuvas Ridbaz, not to be confused with the Radbaz, who writes on the Rambam several centuries earlier. This is the Ridbaz, lived in the early 1900s. He ended up in Tzfat. So we have a sefer called Beis Ridbaz, and he writes in the end of his sefer in his Tzavo on Os Aleph, listen to this, he says, La'acha orcham Hashem Tizaru. He writes to his children after many years, and I'll pass on, Tizaru v'yom shetomu kadish lil modaf gemara v'os yom. Any day you're going to say Kaddish, make sure you learn a blot Gemara that day. If Chas V'Shalom something comes up, you're not able to learn. Don't bother saying Kaddish. You don't learn a blot Gemara that day, don't say Kaddish me that day either. He doesn't want it. It's not going to make me feel good that you're saying Kaddish without learning Gemara.
The original Kaddish was an octave for the end of the shiur.
That's the right. That's the one. That's
where the Kaddish was invented.
Right.
To make the point that my learning is not just intellectual exercise.
Right, that is part of Kiddush Hashem.
It's Kiddush Hashem. So Mimela.
That's why it works in what he says. Yeah. The whole Kaddish by itself. I said they don't want to hear it. That's pretty tough talk. You know. That's the right. Okay. The Sefer Yisod V'Shorash Avoda in his Tavor, huh? What? That's what it says. I mean.
When you finish the second Korbanot, and there's no Yatom, nobody says Kaddish, they just skip it. It's a mistake. The Kaddish the Rabbanan.
I said it, Mishu, I'm not sure, nonsense.
No, the answer is because Kaddish the Rabbanan is not Kaddish Yatom. We give it to the Yatom.
Right, right, right. I usually in our shul no one says it. I say it after Kabbalah.
Yeah, most people don't like saying it if they have their parents.
It's a different thing, so it's better if someone's with his parents.
But you say Kaddish after Tziyun Masechet?
Right, people do. People get queasy about it, right, you know.
That's where, I don't know.
Yeah. I know, it's not really, it's not a problem. Also, as I said, the safety of Shor Shavoda and Savo in the end of his Sefer, and also Aleph Tuhay talks at great length about what his children should learn, the Nachas Ruach, the Sefer Pelayoids, and those Chiddush, right? That somebody who knows how to say Chiddush Torah, that's the best thing he could possibly do. Okay, so we see, you know, from all these ideas, the importance of learning Leila Nishma somebody. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Paskins, in Yerodeah, Simon Shin, I involved.
So it doesn't really have Mishnayos.
Well, so far we haven't stressed Mishnayos, but like we mentioned, a couple of people said it, but let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Shin, I involved, Sif Yud Gimel. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chos Rabbeinu HaRamo, Shanim Tzim Yudosh Alom, our Kaddish Alav, the Aim, Lachay Nogor, and the Kaddish Achron, so on and so forth, and to Maftir, and to Davin, to the Yom, and the Motzei Shabbos, and different things. And he writes, it's proper to fast. Wait a minute, I have the right source. He said it's proper to fast on the yard site, right? Mitzvah is anos, and someone who can't, okay, should give money. The Nagu, here's your point, David. The Nagu Lumod Mishnayos. Rosh Hashulchan writes specifically the meaning to learn Mishnayos. Hain kol yud beis chodesh, zat yud beis chodesh, hain biyom hayard site acha nishmosom, v'hu tikun godol ha'neshama, ki mishnah osios neshama. All right, the Mishnah said, Rosh Hashulchan quotes this, again, as Yardayas and Shin, Ayin Vav, so the Sif Yud Gimel, he quotes the idea of Mishnayos, and that Sefer Elef Ham, you know, of connection with Neshama. In this Sefer Elef HaMogen that I started with, he actually speaks about different Minhagim from the Rebbe Mekomarna to learn different, which Mishnayos to learn. Mishnayos from Sefer Taros, certain letters, and then the last four Mishnayos of where is it now? Mikvos, as spells out in the Neshama, and others have Torah, so different Minhagim, yeah, the old Minhagim. See them do that old Minhagim. But in general, in the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't tell you which Mishnayos, but certainly to learn Mishnayos, that's for sure. Huh? No, they're not. Right, we'll come to that point shortly, too. Rav Henkin, who was the Rav in New York City, you know, he was like in the first part, you know, in the mid-1900s, before Moshe and others came to America, he was considered sort of like the chief rabbi of New York, unofficially. So Rav Henkin, in his Ksavim, this is in the first crack, has a section called Eidus L'Yisrael, Ikrei Dinim and Hagei Beis HaKnesses. So in Simon Samaches, he mentions the same point. He says, V'harbe nishtabshu amad ara. The simple people make a mistake. So be yartzei pavelos road from rakach kaddish. All they want to do is say kaddish. Ki v'chazal niskiyosis chusin tamay. They talk of the tainis, and so on. That's even more important. And certainly limud is the best thing. Going on, yevshalom avar chazal by yartzei tarchun mitzuv zilatzaka, and a person should go ahead and make sure to give to give tzaka, but also to set aside time for learning.
More fights come out of it than anything.
Now that's the thing. That's a problem. We'll get to that also. The Chas V'Shalom, that should be, that's what ends up happening. And people get so upkeyed. And that's really what Rav Henkin is talking about there. He says that, he says that because of this issue, to go ahead and say Kaddish, everyone gets into arguments and so on. And then that's it. Huh?
So that certainly
is not good. There's a sefer called Chaim Uvracha Mishmer Shalom, which is sort of like an encyclopedic, a little encyclopedia on Inyanei Avelis. There's another volume on Inyanei Sukkis. So this is some of this is Shulchan Aruch, print this in the back. I have a loose volume, as you can see. So in the Erech of Limud, in Os Chof Daud, it's Shalom Shachna Chernik of Matziol. I don't know. Okay, that's an acronym. He quotes, like, it's useful for Avelis and Yanim. So, you know, a lot of Marmakomis and all this sort. So he writes, I am the Sefer Yosef Das, I assume is Yosef Shalom Nottinson, the Limud Perek Mishnayis, whose Godol Yosef was Paulus Ne'amud. Again, it's the biggest chus, and if to learn Mishnayis, where he spells specifically Mishnayis, then to Daven for the Yomid. And lest anyone think this is just, I don't know, Chassidish Torah, whatever it is, the Brisker Rav, there's a story here, this is a Sefer called Uvdus van Hogos the Base Brisk. Chelik Beis on page Nun Gimel tells a story. Odos Echad Shehadar B'Kfar. There's a certain person who lived in a village. V'Haya Holeich Zman Memushach B'Yom Ayartzet Shel Aviv V'Imo Kedei Lispalu Lifnei Amud Lomar Kaddish. A guy did a lot of traveling. He had to travel from his town to get to the minyan davening and say Kaddish. Amar Maran Hagrizatal, the Elvul Soloveitchik said, Lagon Echad Shrita told of another, Mutav Hailo Linotel as Hasman Lilmod Yosem Mishnais. Would have been better for him not to schlepzach and take a whole travel and a whole journey, would have been stay home and learn more Mishnais. So you see that this is something which is definitely Mikubal, Behold, Tzvuti Yisrael, Dafka to learn Mishnais. No less an important halachist than the Nesivus. I mean, you're learning Choshen Mishpat, so who's more analytical, who's more, teeth than the Nesivus? The Nesivus, in his Tavor, it's printed as a sefer called Nachos Yaakov, which is the Nesivus ala Torah. So his Tavor in the back, he writes in Os Chavov, he says, Chol Shiva Yimei Avelus, the whole week of Shiva, Ye'osu Asar Olom Nivotechem Sh'yilmud Mishnayis, and Viyomru Kodem Halimud, Anachnu Lomdim Lizchus Nishmoso. They should actually verbalize, says the Nesivus, that you're learning Lizchus of this Nishama. V'acharkach tomatem kaddish, and then you say kaddish after that. And v'acharkach tivu asmachem shir mishnayis shana tmim, which you learn mishnayis the whole year. V'chein tasu b'chol yard site. The tomra, the whole year of Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the whole, every yard site. V'tomra, doesn't say how much mishnayis, but v'tomra shul is chus nishmasi. You have to say this, is chus nishmasi, and so on. And you give a hesped. Anyway, so he too says,
the Rav was against it.
Or was against learning mishnayis in the house.
Yeah, that's right, what I'm saying.
Right. The Rav is against learning Mishnayos in the house, unless it's a Mishnah that's to do with Hilchos Aveilah or something, because in this is Talmud Torah based off it. Right. So we try and learn Mishnayos. When they ask me to learn, I was trying to find Mishnayos. I'm like, cutting it someplace I have to do, or brachas those Mishnayos I have to do with Hilchos Aveilah.
Is that why they do the
name, yeah, what?
Is that why they do the initial?
That's probably why, yeah. That's what it says in some of the Psalms also learning it. But again, in a base level to do Sfarim Mishnah, I thought it was questionable. The Rav didn't like it either. But he says it, and Siva says it, he doesn't say which Mishnah is to learn. And he says, Kamo Acham, and so on. And he also says, and Shiget Mehalomdim. The Siva now is not talking only to his children. Mehalomdim, the Talmid Chacham, the Talmid in Yeshiva. Avakesh Yilmudu Avari. Others, not just the children. Others should learn in my merit. Bechol Shana Mishnah is Lizchus Nishmosim Yescharm Kofim and Hashamayim. So you see from significant halachists and so on, it's really an important, kind of a very, very important thing. Getting back to that chidor that we started with, in the next Os Mem Gimel, he says, we can raise the question, because it ends up happening, I was talking with my son about this, it ends up happening sometimes people sign up to learn Mishnayos. And then you daven it up, like Ashrei, you know what I mean? So that's why, I always recommend, I did it myself, both when my mother Lashon passed away and my mother-in-law Lashon passed away, we had to sign up for Mishnayos, we did it for the year. In a year, that I was sent out a couple times in a year letters reminding people, to do it by Shloshim, the guy's going to sign up to do all of us, a part or something like that, Kalim. So you end up davening it up. So that's very questionable. The Avodas HaKadosh, the Mar Betz, and the Chador writes, in the next Oz, Mem Gimel, he says, Lefachos Bekriyas HaMishnah Yishtad De Lahavin Perish HaTevos. You have to try and understand the meaning of the words. Av Shalom Yavin Perish HaInyan. If you don't understand it in depth, at least know what the words mean. They don't have to have limud klal. Because you don't understand what the words mean, it's highly questioned. This is called limud. So that's an important point. We speak about learning limud mishnayas. Huh? Oh, we'll see in a second. We talk about learning mishnayas, that's what the Chidor says. You don't understand. He said, to understand the whole Indian in depth, okay, that we're lenient about. But to at least understand the meaning of the words, there's some who say that that's all not called limud at all. In fact, that's the Magen Avraham writes. The Magen Avraham says in... we'll get to that in a second. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Nun of Orachaim, Sif Cotton Bays. He says, people should learn every day. He says, nearly Dafka, learning Ezel Mekomen, it's more like Karbonis. So the Magen Avraham writes, nearly Dafka was answer, Mevinim Loshen Tagma, Achshav She'en Mevinim Tzichem Lumod Lahavin, Dim Lokein Eno Nachshel Lelimud. He said, if you don't understand what you're saying, you don't know what the words mean, right? And people know Hebrew, and the Mishnayos in Hebrew. If you don't understand that that's not called limud. That's what the Chidor says as well. However, there are those who disagree. That's what I mentioned. There are those who say that perhaps...
Is that they don't understand the Mishnayos.
Yeah.
They don't understand the Ezra Mekoma.
Yeah.
And then they say Kaddish, which you don't understand what they say.
Correct.
So it's Sabbath jeopardy.
Right. But the fact is, to be Melamed Schuss, the Maharal of Prague, of all people, in the end of Perek Samach Gimel of the Sefer Gurus Hashem, he's talking about Hallel, he's talking about Pesach night, and he discusses why there's no broch on the Seder, on the Sefer Yitzchak Shrines, we've discussed that many times. But anyway, he says, the reason there's no broch on the, we've asked this and discussed this many shirim, why is there no broch on Sefer Yitzchak Shrines at the Seder? So there are many answers. The Maharal gives his answer, that it's something which is in the lave, it's understanding. So it's not shy to make a bracha. Okay? And that's why Luficha, he says, Luficha ein raha gara. Uva Salmud Torah, he said, you can ask a kasha. So how do we make brachas on Torah? Right? If he just got through saying it's something which has to do with understanding in your mind, right? Like Sipri's is trying, there's no bracha because it's a mental act. It's not the physical act of just parroting the words or reading the Haggadah, but actually discussing it and understanding it in your mind. There's no bracha on such a thing. So how can there's a bracha on Talmud Torah? So he says, a Talmud Torah, Adam Baruch, and Lassa, with the very Sarah, Shekol, Asik, Jeish, Boba, Talmud Torah, who mitzvah, Afa Gav, Sheino, Mevin, Masha, Omar. So the Maharal, we have the Limitzchus, the Maharal, that, we can say lasuk with divrei Torah, even if you don't understand, it's still a mitzvah. Raksha garis kach leino maven havinami mitzvah. Lachena brocha lasuk with divrei Torah. That's why the lashon is lasuk with divrei Torah. I'm involved in divrei Torah. So you have a limud chus from the Maharal, also from the Mesillas Yesharim, Moshe Chaim Lutzato, at the back of many editions in the Mesillas Yesharim, they print a little essay, not so little, called the Derech Eitz Chaim. At the very end of Derech Eitz Chaim, he also writes. He says, you got a person, Tainus, is not able to learn because he doesn't understand. Never mind. It says, Ksiv v'hagisa bo yom v'layla, v'lo ksiv v'hevanta bo yom v'layla. That's a positive hagisa. V'hem nege, it's a work you learn. Doesn't have to understand everything. Im tov, im tov, im lav, schar limud biyodcha. If you understand, it's good. If you don't understand, so it's schar limud. And he brings a raya from the, he says, v'harayim, m'sefer hazohar, sh'apo pishan hameva, aloshan m'sugul n'shama. Just reading his words is good for the neshama. So they state also in their Moshe Chaim Lutzato. So we have two gedolim, you know, the Maharal Prague and the Moshe Chaim Lutzato and Maharal Prague are both saying that there is an Indian to learn if you don't understand it. As David said before, the Balatanya is Mechalik and others in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Beis, Os Yud Beis Yud Gimel. See, if Yud Beis Yud Gimel, he distinguishes in Tarshu Bechsav and Tarshu Balpeh. In Tarshu Bechsav, there's value, okay? By Torah Shvetzav, he motzi b'sos of alfi she'en omeven, afilu perish milis, meishu, he's nevertheless still, meishu ha'aret, ha'rezim ha'kayim mitzvah sel maratem. Okay, that's why he can say b'rcha Torah, even as, as ha'aret, since I don't understand, but there's still value. However, in Yud Gimli, Raz Medrum, in Torah Shvetzav, Torah Shvetzav, he'en omeven ha'perish, he'en o'nechsh of limud klal, he quotes that in Logan Avram, that perhaps not called limud at all. Okay, however, in the footnote of one, others disagree, and he says, and even in Torah Shavah Peh, Afal Pichin Yesh Lodam Lasok B'chol HaTorah, Gam B'dvarim Shal Yuchal Lahavin, Lo'asid Lavo, Yizkel Lahavin, from the Zohar, you'll learn to eventually understand anyway. But anyhow, so obviously it's better to understand the Mishnayos. It's a little difficult, like David said, to talk about, you know, comes to just daven up the Mishnayos. Better to understand it, but at least we have some marker that some level it's considered limud as well. Yeah.
You don't think that it'll be proper, you shouldn't do a shloshim sort of thing?
Again, my personal recommendation, from some personal experience, is that a lot of times in shloshim, it's rushed, that people either don't do it properly, or they forget altogether. At least for a year, I think, in my opinion, you have a better shot at getting people to do it. I mean, again, what I did. My mother, Lashon, died, so we had a sign-up shoot. They gave people a year, and I think twice during the year, I sent out like a postcard. I asked you to fill in the address. I can do an email now. I just said, well, remember you undertook to learn Megillah, and to learn Kalim, whatever. And then last time I sent it out, I invited people to the Seymour. You know, I felt that there was a better shot that person doing it. You know, you have a whole year to do it. Shloshim, and then by the time you remember, then 2 days before you, I said, I'm going to do your vomit, so you'll read the whole thing in a half an hour. I've done it myself. I'm not saying, it ends up happening that way. It's not a good thing.
What about, you could probably get a theater, though. Like, instead of doing the whole machine.
It's a different thing. Okay, it's also a value, right? I'm just saying that I'm not instructing people to do it. Each person has to decide what works out best in this situation. What I'm saying is, I stress that I'm going to have Ram rights and the Chidor rights, and you don't understand it's not really called Limud. And this whole thing is called Limud Mishnayah. So, but okay, you have others who say that there's some sign of Kiyam also. I'm not here to judge between between these great authorities.
That could be the connection to Asher.
Yeah.
Because you can get foods and you can get good quality foods.
Oh.
You can get shmena.
Okay, good.
So if you want to do it like Asher,
then it's got to be shmena. It's got
to
be real
mishmena.
Okay,
quality.
Very nice. Good. Good, it fits in. Anyway, so everything we've shown so far is that there's obviously a great value to learning altogether Lila Mishma somebody, and especially there seems to be specific significance to Mishnayos, whether based on this drosha from Asher or not. We see in the writings there are Hashulchan, which is the Mesivis and the Briskis, and everybody kind of is across the board, you know, speak about this issue of Mishnayis. Now the question comes up.
Is there any porn woman doing that?
Because she's part of the Talmud Torah.
Yeah. I mean, if a woman wants, it's the same question about Kaddish, but Kaddish has to do with the tzibul, so it's a big
the woman wants to learn.
She wants to learn the
Zechon Nishman. Things that she's supposed to learn, why not? I can't see why not. But I've come to an interesting question, and that is, this also comes up from time to time. Let's say a person goes, there are a couple of Batei Ovel, so you see a sign up sheet in one house, you sign up to learn whatever Masechta.
Can you do it again
for the next guy? I'm in a tonight's another person's house. So I figure I'm learning Yavama Seferi. I haven't started yet, so I'll learn for him too. Right? Can you do that or not? Well, if not, I don't know if it's so for sure, because it depends really how you look at it. Many years ago, I asked, okay, that's something else, but just to learn it once. So that's the question I'll look at now. I remember many years ago, I asked a Shechter, and many years ago, and I'm talking about him since, about this matter, but he seemed to say, he thought it's very questionable, because you pledge, let's say, to give tzedakah, let's say I'm going to give $100 tzedakah, l'nishmas this guy. So now you can't say, I'll give the same $100 l'nishmas to somebody else too. Right? You made a pledge for this one, so maybe you shouldn't be allowed to do it. So that's the question.
When you made a pledge to give tzedakah, can you use your mark still?
That's a different shalom. It's a different shalom. It could be.
Maybe same idea. Maybe not. Twice.
Double dipping. You can't use it, let's say, when Thomas Avionov, it doesn't work. But that's really the question. So the earlier postgame, I didn't see so many tshuvas about that. What I did come across, and maybe we'll talk about it at great length another time, is can you say Kaddish to more than one person at once? And how would that come up? So obviously it could happen to two relatives, both parents died. But let's say a different situation. Sometimes people are hired. They have a yeshiva, they give money to yeshivas, they get one of the bachim to say Kaddish. So it's the same question. Can you do the Kaddish for more than one person? It's really the same kind of question. So there is a Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem and Rav, where the Gemara says in the name of Rabba, the Gemara there says that two zikarons can count for one thing. The Gemara there is talking about what you have to mention in the talk about Rosh Hashanah when I said we mentioned Rosh Chodesh, the whole discussion, because it says Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaZikaron, and by Rosh Chodesh also V'yolachem L'Zikaron. So that's a Musrei issue. So in the context of that, the Gemara says that one Zikaron goes for both. So the Chachamim kind of jump on that klal, and they say, well, here too you can have one Zikaron, so to speak, can go for two. That's what some want to say. There's a big discussion about it. Shlomo Kluger, forgot to bring with the Tshuva, said, Aleph Rosh Shlomo, Chilek Rachayim Sin and Samachav, under no circumstances. You can't say Kaddish to two people once. Saying Kaddish, you have in mind, it's a one person. You can't talk for us. Something happened to the person of Eilat, you have no choice. You have to do it. But if you're now, quote unquote, volunteering, or you're hired, then you got to say Kaddish for that person with whom you made the deal. You can't now take on somebody else with the same Kaddish. There's a Tshuva that I brought with me here, the Karen Ladovid. Karen Ladovid is the brother of the Aruga Sabosan, the Greenwald, Reza David Greenwald, Sopna, and all that. So I think the brother of the Aruga Sabosan. Anyway, so his Chubas and Simon Lamed Beis, so he reads, Alvar Ashashom Mene Odos Mashitzchayv Atzmon Ispal Bechon Mutne Atevel Amar Kaddish Abur Nishwa Savanoach so-and-so. The Kibel Kfar Sarcharo Meishto Almana, right? The Almana hired this guy to say Kagdam for the Yomim. Ka'es Nodalo Sha'abizal Holachol Amo. Now he found out Nebuch his father died, this guy. And Muchach his father, Makadazar, in Tzarech, Lahachzil Isha Na, Mashaku. He had to give his money back. He had to give the money back to him, because now he's got to say Kaddish anyway. He's saying Kaddish after his father. So now can he continue to say Kaddish for this person?
That's the easier question.
Yeah.
But the harder question is if there's a
second question. Who hires you? Right. So that's what the, So anyway, here, he brings into the tshuva, the reason I brought the comment up, but he brings into the tshuva the issue of limud mishnai, same question. So he writes, Haina le'inyan limud mishnai zelo lomar kadesh, halo efshu shekayim shneim, sheyochol limud perek echad yoser, velomar kadeshim, gam bishul manoach hanal, vein toch lasko, kim mishis palabur nishom. He said, to get a guy for the omud, she'll have to get somebody different, but for the kadesh, there are many Kaddishim. That's how Moshe Feinstein, I forgot to bring what Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, Yordei Chelek Aleph Simon Reish Nun Dalet. Saying Kaddish, our practice today, and there's a whole different discussion, is that everybody says every Kaddish. Okay, everybody says every Kaddish. One time, in some shuls still today, They go around, they have differently. This one gets this Kaddish, that one gets that. That's how Zama saying broyers to this right. day. And other places also. And I, the essay that I quoted from before, I wrote in the Beis Yitzchak, in Simon Lamed, Toshin Nanchez, I wrote on this subject, Amiris Kaddish Yosem, they come out Elim Biyachad. Because I followed the other practice. I only said Kaddish by myself and someone else, and I didn't say it. That's how. And again, you had to cross the border. Chazanish seemed to prefer that, and the Chaim of Tzan, you said, the Chiddush world seemed to prefer it that way. Others don't do it that way. The Rav Shechter did it like that. My own father-in-law did it like that. So different people, different Minhagim. I'm not judging one over the other. But the reason I wrote this article, because people in YU, yes, you know what's going on. I wasn't saying Kaddish, so I finally wrote it up. But the but Lemaisa, the it was not always like that. But that's what Rav Moshe writes in his other tshuva. He said, look, your obligation, so to speak, to the person is to say Kaddish once a day. That does it. That does the trick. The fact is, so therefore you can have more than one person because you'll say both Kaddish, you'll say an extra Kaddish. Well, that's what he says. And he says you'll learn an extra Perek. I don't know what that means. If you that won't help our situation if you signed up for Masechta. There is no extra Perek to learn. Right? So he seems to say, in that regard, do it again is another thing, but there's an extra time running. The length is... But that's okay, because it's being motzi people. It's like kiddush. I mean, one person being motzi somehow. It's a different problem.
But I thought it's supposed to take the place of a korban pesach.
Right. So as you just said, there's no shliach. Yeah, but it's a, at the end of the day, it's a bricha sheva. So one person is motzi others. I think it's better to do it that way than to have a whole line of people. I mean, you go to with someone else's bracha. Why have to keep saying another bracha? In the Sefer Emes LeYakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch that the Talmidim put together. So again, in Yoredeis Simen Shin Ayin Vav, he writes in footnote 224, Ein Lomar Kaddish Echad L'Shnei B'nei Adam K'Echad Otzach She Kaddish Echad L'Chol Echad Aval L'Ovi V'Imo Mutal Omer Kaddish Echad L'Shnei B'Yachad. He makes that chiluk. Mechuyev. So let's say both parents died in the same way, what's to do? So you have to run for this shul, the other shul? No. One Kaddish or both. But other than that, he frowns upon the practice. However, despite those raised issues, and I think the more widespread consensus is you can say Kaddish for more than one person, and therefore you can also learn Mishnayos for more than one person. That's certainly what some people say, that Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Zion, Simon Memtes Perek Zion. The tshuva is addressed to Rabbi Yosef Shalom Al Yasher, the tshuva that the Tzitz Eliezer wrote to Al Yasher, the Torah of Al Yasher. So he discusses this topic. Okay, well, Tzitz Eliezer is a nifter this year. Anyway, he quotes that Gemara Zichron Echad Olu Lekan Olekan. Ha'amor Nilmad B'Meila Gam B'Nogei Limud Mishnayis. Okay, the Tzorach B'Emes Gamkin Lahoel Halimud Avur Kama Niftar Mavas Achaz. Yecholim B'Stoma Shapel Isnag B'Chazos Kol Shasorchem Lohisim Mifurush Shilud Rak Avur Niftar Zeb Yichad. Unless the deal you made with that person, you made it clear that he doesn't want, he's paying you, he's paying you extra money, you don't want to have anyone else in mind, then okay. You made that deal, Meirosh, you know, the person made a deal in advance that he's not going to count for anybody else, okay, so then you have to uphold your end of the agreement. But other than that, it's just Eliezer, and he, you know, goes through, you know, Kandarko, he has a, you know, a whole tshuva about it. At the end of the tshuva, he writes, Asayim b'maiser rav, the harav hagri velt shlita, Mishaya Rav Abez in Budapest, Amali Kikach Hayanog Haposhut Bechol Rechove Hungaria, all over Hungary. The practice was the Hagid Kaddish Al Kama Niftarim Keechad. You can say Kaddish for one, you know, one Kaddish for many people. The Osa Hadavar Gam Belimud Mishayas. He said the same thing, Limud Mishayas. The Ain Potsef Amar, nobody complained about it and so on. So that's what Waldenberg. Now Waldenberg says his conclusion is that it's okay. Again, unless it was specified, unless the Tanai that you set up in advance with the person, you know, you can't do it, fine. Again, it's, and I think the idea is not, you know, it's not like, see, Kaddish, and maybe you say the same thing with Limud Mishnah, it's not like, okay, if I do it for two people, somehow it's weakened for that one person. It's not. We're taking a candle, you know, Ner Lechad, Ner Lemeah, right? I mean, you know, the fact that I use the light of the candle doesn't detract. It's not detracted from you. Also use it. It can be the same thing for many people. So why not say the same thing for here? That's what the Tzitz Eliezer basically says. He says your learning can it's learning. So whatever the learning does, it's a broader kind of accomplishment. Whatever the Kiddush Hashem of Kaddish or of Kedusha Baruch Hu does, so more than one person will benefit from. Why it's unlimited kind of benefit. That's the Tzitz Eliezer. And it's interesting that Rabbi Yashiv himself, that I quoted, that was a titulares out of tshuva to Rabbi Yashiv, but Rabbi Yashiv himself, in the recently published collection of his tshuvas, the Kovet tshuvas, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Ches, he was asked by somebody, Simon Yurches. Chelek Aleph, Simon Yurches. He was asked by, actually, the Admor Mikala, the Kala Rebbe, asked a shayla to Rabbi Yashiv. He says, "Bedvar hatzatol shel kol rosh shekol hamon beis Yisrael yikablu aleim ol malchus shemayim b'amiras pasuke shma Yisrael kol yom acharei tios on shabbat." This Rebbe wanted to propose that after Aleinu, every day, everyone should have another moment in yikablu ol malchus shemayim by saying shma. Yiskavnu lehisyached im hakadoshim sheishes hamilyonim asher olo alamokim b'shnos hashoa Hashem yikom damav. So have in mind somehow that by doing this, you're connecting to the 6 million kadoshim who perished during the Holocaust. Okay? Now, I guess he writes to this Rebbe, quote, Tarosan HaGever, Asher Ro, Ani HaShekad, Lo Yuchal, you know, people who saw it can't forget it, and so on and so forth. But he says, Hine Bishato, Acharei HaShoah, Kasher Ola Ala Perek, Likbo, Tainis Tzibur, Ladoros, Al Churban, Beis Yisrael, Well, he wanted to make a fast day to commemorate those who perished in the Holocaust. Chazanish was against it. The Rav was also against it. Many of the Gdolim were against making a separate fast day. The Rav felt that the Tisha B'Av is the day that was hukbah to be, to remember all those who perished, and so therefore to incorporate Tisha B'Av. The Chazanish, the Rav Yashiv, he writes that the Chazanish was against it. Vizbate ki ein doreinu dor shetov lashtika roi lechach libar dvar madoros. We don't have the merit. We don't have the greatness to be able to establish things with Doros. And he also says, I don't know what you mean by the Nusach L'Hisyached Im HaKadoshim. What exactly does that mean? Yeah, that might be, again, the Kiddushah concept, but I don't know, but the Rashi didn't like it. But then he writes the following, and this is why I brought this tshuva in tonight. L'Dalti Min Haroy L'Chazek Es Asher Kvar Asu B'chol Yom Acharei HaTfila L'Ilmod Mishnah L'Ilan Nusach HaKadoshim. Says, why not? You want to do something in memory of the 6 million, so he said, why not establish everybody, whoever is going to follow you in this endeavor, should learn Mishnayis, a Mishnah every day, Ilanus HaKadoshim, Asher Lo Hish Iru Achareim Shor Sh'anof Mi Asher Yalu Zichronu V'Ed Al Kol. In other words, they didn't have children, their children also died, they had nobody to learn for them, and so on. Bala Rachim is starting to say, Sarknop Lom, V'Nochim Yeshiva Tzorim, V'Adam Avivikom, and so on, signed Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv is saying, you want to do something, so this idea of saying Shema Yisrael is Yachim HaKadoshim, I don't know exactly what that means, and to make a takona, he says that we don't do because the Chazanish didn't like it, and some of the time of making a fast day, so he has this recommendation that we should go ahead and learn a Mishnah. So I bring this in because this Mishnah that I'm going to learn is going to be for many, many people if we follow this practice. Again, I don't know whether the Caliph of Hasidim ended up doing this, you know, or not. Well, some people maybe do it, I don't know. But Rav Yashiv's proposal clearly was that that it'll be okay to go ahead and to learn one Mishnah or one parak, whatever you're referring to, Leland Ishmael's many people. No, this has nothing to do with that. Right. No, I'm just saying, but it's certainly, now it's interesting because this tshuva was written in Tavshin Mem Hei, and the tshuva that the Tzitzel Eliezer sent to Rav Yashiv that we quoted before was years early, was 12 years early, Tavshin Chav Gimel. So I don't know if Rav Yashiv, so to speak, accepted the Tzitzel Eliezer's notion that you can have Limud Mishnayis for more than one person. You want to argue that maybe it's different when it's not in the Yod Beis Chodesh in a Chanami. One could make that distinction. Nonetheless, it appears to me that the consensus view is, and again, there's Yeshon Lismah, I told you, I have to, again, my Sarabah Ayyas of Ashach, that he wasn't in favor. Maybe it's because he just wanted us to learn more. So, okay, pick a different Masechta for the other base level. But certainly, there's Yeshon Lismah to say that the same learning can count for more than one neshama, unless the case like with the Kaddish, where it was specifically that you're hired or you made a tenai with the person, you're only doing it like that, then you can't break the tenai. But other than that, it's mutar. So Yotzim Dvarenu for tonight is, I think, a very interesting, just to understand the significance somehow that Mishnayos go ahead to play a role in the Ilu Neshama of a mace, again with the same letter, Mishnah Neshama, and we started with Me'asher Shemein Alachmo. The idea is that we see from Gedol Yisrael across the spectrum this notion not just Stam learning, oh, that's also important. They all said to learn, and learning is more important than the Kaddish, but specifically Limud Mishnayos. And this is really the, the tremendous thing somehow for the neshama. And the better thing, obviously, like the Chidor says, like the Magen Avraham says, is to understand what you're learning. Otherwise, not really called Limud, but even that, we had a Limud Schus from the Maharal Prague and from the Moshe Chaim Lutzato, that even if you don't learn, there's still some, even if you don't understand, there's still some value to it. And then the question about applying it to more than one neshama, because there are two people that you want to learn for, you want to learn the same mesechta. So, you know, that's an open question. I think, again, it's Eliezer, certainly matter. Yashiv allows it for, in the memory of the Kedoshim of the Holocaust, even though it's obviously more than one person. We'll just end going back to what we started with the Elef HaMogen. He writes, Afop, Shalimud Mishnayos, Utehila, Mechena Kadesh, Molos, Lenefesh HaMeis. Even though it's certainly true that Limud Mishnayos, you know, is good for the Neshama of the Meis, Mikol Mokom Ein Zeh HaIkar either. Even that's not the most important thing. Elo HaIkar Hu Shabonim Yelchu Ba'orach Mishor. The best thing is to be a good person, to be a proper Jew. Ki Ba'zeh Hei Mezakim Levoseim. That's really the greatest zechus. I'll just end the story. I printed the end of this article from Rabbi Saul Salanter. It appears in the Sefer Tnuas HaMusar, Krach Aleph Perek Lamed Beis. And it's a very, very beautiful story. It fits Rabbi Saul Salanter, and it's something for us to keep in mind, you know, about what it really means to, you know, Bromazaka Abba, and to do something to Nishma somebody. The story is that Rabbi Saul Salanter once came to Shul, and he had Yard Sade after his father that day. And again, that's the, in terms of the laws of Kadima, he had the Amud. You know, he got the Amud, he got the Kaddish. The Sol Salanta also followed the practice that he was the only one who said Kaddish. So it just so happened in the same shul, there was a person who also had a Yard Sade that day, who never had lost a daughter, you know, a younger daughter, didn't have anyone to say Kaddish. So he was saying Kaddish after the daughter. So the story is that Rabbi Saul Salanter, again, he did not want two people saying Kaddish, or that was the original practice, that's what he followed. And he saw that this person would be very upset if he wasn't able to say Kaddish that day. If his daughter's probably a simple person, you know, thought that it would somehow be a very bad thing to say Kaddish after his daughter. So Rabbi Saul Salanter gave up the Amud, he gave up the Kaddish and gave it to this person. So afterwards, the Talmidim asked him, but in terms of the laws of Kadima, you win. I mean, saying Kaddish after a parent, that's the real din of Kaddish, is to say Kaddish after a parent. That daughter is not really the din we mentioned before. You said before, it's a din in Kibbutz Avayim, it's a din in Bromas HaKaaba. You know, it's not really, strictly speaking, there's no requirement to say Kaddish after other relatives other than the parents. So certainly we saw Salanter had the Kadima. So he said, in his opinion, he saw that this guy's going to be upset. The Gemilas Chesed that he did for this other Jew was worth a lot more than the Kaddish would have been. That's a greater merit for the Shama of my father on the yard side that I did Gemilas Chesed for another Jew. That's an even greater thing than the recitation of the Kaddish. Okay.